Welcome to the Be She Podcast. Be seen, be heard, and be empowered. I am so excited to be with you today. This podcast has been, it's been on my heart for a while now, and I'm so excited to see it coming to life and to be able to bring it out to all of you. Today is the very first episode, which I am over the moon about. And so today I really want to just talk about what it is to be seen, be heard, so share a little bit about my story and on this journey, and also share a little bit about myself for those of you who don't know me. I'm really excited to connect with all of you. And also I want to share with you what you can expect on this journey with this podcast. So let's dive in. First, I want to share my mission for this podcast, which is I call it Be Seen, Be Heard, Be Empowered. And we use the Be She as a way of sharing that because one is my journey in this process. And two, I really want to empower women to be seen in all areas of their lives, to inspire and empower you to be seen in all areas of your lives, because we're multifaceted. We're multidimensional beings. We don't just focus on one thing. We're juggling many balls in the air at one time. So I want you to feel empowered to be seen and heard in all areas of your life so you can create the life you've always wanted, always desired for you, your family, and your businesses. So that is my goal. That is my mission. And that's what inspires me and lights me up every day. So my name is Heidi Schalk, and I started I'm a business strategy coach. And I started my journey over 5 years ago when I was getting a divorce. So that's one of the dots that connected me and to get to where I am today. And we're going to talk about connecting the dots as we move forward, because it's a quote that I heard a couple of years ago, and it's really, really inspires me every day. And we'll get into that as we move forward. But so 5 years ago, I started my journey as a coach. I didn't start off as a business strategy coach because I was just starting a brand new business. I didn't know all the things about that. So how I found it was I was online. I was around going through Facebook and I was going through divorce and I didn't know what I was going to do. I felt really, really lost and confused on my next steps. I was a stay-at-home mom. I worked for a nonprofit, but didn't bring in enough money to support us with that. So I needed to find something else. And my main why, my goal was to be home with my children. They were very young at the time. My daughter's now 14 and my son is now 12. And I was a stay-at-home mom before. I was always available to be there for them in their school activities, their after-school activities, and home when they were home. And I didn't want that to change. So I decided this was the best route for me to take in order to make that happen. And I found a coach online, and their strategy was do what you know. Well, before I got married, I was a personal trainer. So I knew health and wellness and I knew sales. I had been in radio sales. I had been in event sales. And so I was like, okay, well, this fits sales. And it also fits my health and wellness background with personal training. So I went into health and wellness coaching. And let me tell you, when you're out of this space for a while, everything can shift pretty fast. So everything was very niched down compared to what it was when I was doing it. So I quickly found that I really didn't like it. I really didn't enjoy it. So I was doing a lot of work on myself, going through some transformations, and I was helping some friends move through that theirs as well. So what I decided to do is I really loved personal development. I really loved transformation. That's what lit me up. So I moved into transformational coaching and I worked with some clients and we started manifesting all the things that they wanted to. We set deadlines, we set goals, and they were happening. They were accomplishing them. And as they were moving through their goal setting, their planning, their manifesting, they all started moving toward wanting to build a business. So they wanted to work with me. So I moved into business strategy and kept the mindset work. So business strategy and mindset coaching. And that's how I developed my coaching business. However, let's rewind back to when I first started coaching. Can I tell you, I thought, oh, this is going to be so easy. This is going to be so easy, right? However, I forgot a key important key component when I started coaching. And that was, you need to be seen. You need to be heard. And can I just tell you, that paralyzed me. paralyzed me. I was so scared of being seen. I was so scared of being heard. And this stemmed way back from my childhood of being ultra, ultra shy, mega, mega shy, super scared to be even seen. For somebody to see me, I would get nervous about that. So in the coaching program that I had shared with you originally, I was challenged by one of the members. This was a private group, private Facebook group. So it wasn't open to outsiders. It was a safe space. And she challenged me. She said, "I have a challenge for you. Will you accept?" And I accepted, not knowing what it was. And she said, "I want you to go live in the Facebook group and share." And she gave me the title, and it was "Breaking Down for My Breakthrough," or "Break My Breakdown to My Breakthrough." And what a perfect title that was. She was on the other side of the pond. So she was in England. And I'm forever, forever grateful to this angel human because it was so scary. And she said, it's really late here for me. I need to go to bed, but I want to support you. So you have to go now. You have to do it now. So I jumped in the Facebook group and I went live. And when I tell you that my heart was pounding, I was sweating. And not only that, I was bawling my eyes out. I was crying so hard to where I was like almost hyperventilating. And I did my live stream. She was there to support me. Other people came on to support me as well. And I developed the worst headache, excruciating migraine of a headache. So after that was over, I was all puffy and I had to go to bed. I couldn't take the pain in my head from being that emotional. It was one of the scariest things I've ever done. And I know that may sound silly and crazy to many people, but going live and being seen and having to speak and share a message was super debilitating, super paralyzing, and way scary. So I did it, but I did it. And then she said, "You did a fantastic job. Now I have another challenge for you." And I'm like, "Oh my God, what? I don't know if I could take any more." And she said, "I want you to go live for 5 more days." I thought I was going to fall over. So I went to bed. The next day I got up, and inside of the Facebook group, I had so many people commenting and supporting me in that what I thought was a complete shit show. Let me just say shit show, a mess, that they were cheering me on, supporting me and sharing how, "Thank you for being vulnerable. Thank you for being open. Thank you for sharing and showing us who you truly are and your authentic self. Because you've inspired me now to go live. It's something that's been holding me back. And now I'm inspired to do the same." And the coach inside the program did a training that day, did a live training around my live stream. So I share that because it's not the most wonderful thing to share, because when I say bawling, it was the ugliest cry you've probably ever seen. I share that because if I inspire one person to step out of their comfort zone by sharing my story, then that's worth it. It's completely worth it to me. So, and that reminds me, every time I'm scared to get out of my comfort zone, I'm scared to step out of my box, to remember that moment, to remember how scary that was. And nothing has ever been as scary as that moment on that day. Moving forward from there, I did go live 5 more times, and every day I cried, except it got easier and it got less, until now I can go live on a dime. Right now I can show up, I can have my hair up, I could have no makeup on, I could do the things and show up and be seen and be heard. Is it always easy? Do I always want to do it? No. But when I don't want to do it, I think back on that day that I did step out of my comfort zone in a huge, huge way. And every time I don't want to do something and I do it, it gets me one step closer to my goal. And it also gives me the confidence to keep going and moving forward in the process. So fast forward from there, so now I'm a business strategy coach, and this podcast has been something that's been on my heart. I normally don't help people with, being visible, being seen is part of the business strategy. However, this was the subject that really just came to me to focus on, because I know it affects many women in many areas of our lives. So in this podcast, I want to share all things about the she, about the woman. I want to talk into relationships. I'm going to be bringing experts in around intimacy and sex and relationship and vulnerability. We're going to be talking about self-care, how important that is, because filling yourself, your cup first, allows you, and overflowing that cup, not just filling it. Don't stop at the brim. Allow it to overflow so you can fill other people's cups in the process without your cup ever getting empty. because we're always going. We're juggling children for many of us. We're juggling spouses in our relationship. We're juggling our job, career, or business, right? And it's really important that we take the time to put ourselves first, put that mask on, as they say in the air, on the air, every time you get on an airplane, put that oxygen mask on first. So then you can show up properly and authentically and with energy, the right energy for for your loved ones and the people in your life. So we're going to talk about all those things. We're going to also talk about health and wellness because it's super important that you're taking care of your body, but not just your body, also your mental health. So we're talking into all things around being seen and being heard. It's important that if you have something going on in your health, that you speak up. You're seen, you're heard to your doctor, to your care providers, right? In your relationship with your spouse or your significant other, or any of your friendships, that you're seen and you're heard and you're valued and you're showing up as you, and that they love you unconditionally, right? You're getting, and the way we can be loved unconditionally is by showing people our true selves, our true authentic selves. That allows people, that gives other people the gift of being able to love us unconditionally. So these are the things I want to bring throughout this journey on this podcast. If you have any topics that you want to hear around being seen, being heard, and being empowered, please share them with me. Send a message. Let me know, because I want to hear from you. This is a thing that I want it to a space where I want your voice to be heard. I want you to be seen, and you and to empower you to do so, and to inspire you to do so. And if you know of anybody that this would support, that this podcast would support, please share it. Let them know. You know, I always say, you know, we're not out. Women should be working together, not separate. Right? There's a lot of, you know, too much competition out there. We don't need to be competing against each other. We should be raising each other up and supporting each other, because we're better together. That's one of my mottos, is we're better together. So go share this if you feel called to. If you know of other women that could be supported with this, you can listen together. That's a great way of building community and relationship. So my promises to you is to show up for you. I'm not always going to show up perfect. Most of the time I won't. It'll be imperfectly perfect. It will get messy. In some of these episodes, we're going to get real. We're going to get raw. We're going to get vulnerable. We're going to talk about what's going on. You know, I've heard from many coaches that you don't talk about your mess, right? Your mess is your message, but you don't talk about the mess when you're in it. Because if you talk about the mess when you're in it and it's raw, people aren't going to see that you've moved through it. I don't 100% agree with that. I want to, because I do get messy in some of these episodes. I will get messy. It's going to happen because life happens, right? Life happens. Life throws us curveballs, and we can't always show up put together. You know, sometimes we're going to get emotional. We're going to get raw, and that's okay. And I want to empower you to do that in all areas of your life. If you're having one of those days, if something happened that you feel like the rug got pulled out from under you, or you were blindsided, or, you know, you're just feeling like, you know what, it's too much. It's just too much today. Then I want you to know that you're not alone. You're not alone. We all go through it from time to time. And when you're going through it, I want to be here to support you. And I want you to have a community that you know that you can go to support you. And when I'm going through it, I hope I have the same. I know I have the same, because I know I have my people. I have my tribe, and those are the people that I feel safe with, that I can get emotional with. I can lose it. I can cry. I could have that ugly cry and know that I'm still supported and loved. And I want you to feel the same. So thank you so much for joining me on this journey. I hope you'll subscribe. I hope you'll download the episodes, and I hope they resonate with you. And if I can help you in any way, support you in any way, please reach out and let me know. Sending you lots of love and inspiring you and empowering you to be seen and heard in all areas of your life, so you can create that life that you've always wanted, that you've always desired for you, your family, your loved ones, and your business.